Good morning. Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's really good to see everybody. I am just scrolling through all the names at the top, and it has been a long time since some of we can fellowship face to face, but just to see the brothers and sisters this way is a great blessing.
在熒光幕上看見有啲弟兄姊妹嘅名，實在感謝主喺長久嘅時間冇見到弟兄姊妹，現今喺網絡上邊能夠見到大家，實在係主嘅祝福。So
I would just like to begin with a couple of verses. If you could turn with me in the Bible, we'll begin first in Nehemiah. If we could just turn to Nehemiah for one theme verse.
好, 请我们打开这个尼希米记。Nehemiah,
this is at the very beginning of Nehemiah chapter 2.
第二章。
And Nehemiah had just heard that the walls of Jerusalem had fallen.
尼希米他听到
And we'll start in verse 2. So the king said to me, why is your face sad, though you are not sick? This is nothing but sadness of heart. Then I was very much afraid. And I said to the king, let the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies desolate and its gates have been consumed by fire? Then the king said to me, what would you request? So I prayed to the God of heaven.
王对我说,你既没有病,为什么面带愁容呢?这不是别的,必是你心中受烦。于是我甚惧怕。我对王说,愿王万岁。
And then if we could turn to 1 Kings chapter 8.
请打开列王记上第八章。
And this is just after Solomon has finished building the temple.
这个就是所罗门。
建圣殿之后, in verse
29,
that thine eyes may be opened toward this house night and day, toward the place of which thou hast said my name shall be there, to listen to the prayer which thy servant shall pray toward this place, and listen to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel when they pray toward this place. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, hear and forgive.
愿你昼夜看顾这殿，就是你应许立为你们嘅居所。求你垂听牧人向此处祷告嘅话，你仆人和你民以色列向此处祈祷嘅时候，求你在天上你嘅居所垂听，垂听而赦免。
Verse 35. When the heavens are shut up and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, and they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin when thou dost afflict them, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel. Indeed, teach them the good way in which they should walk and send rain on thy land, which thou hast given thy people for an inheritance.
35节,你的民因得罪你,你惩罚他们,使天必失不下雨,他们就向此处祷告,承认你的名,离开他们的罪,求你在天上垂听,赦免你仆人以色列民的罪,将当行的善道指教他们,且降雨在你的地,就是你赐给你们为业之地。
And if we could just pay attention there in verse 36, it reads, after the Lord hears their prayer, teach them the good way in which they should walk.
留心第三十六节当天上的神鸟垂听他们的祷告的时候，并且这里讲到当行，指导他们将当行的善道指导他们。
And then one last pair of verses, verse 44.
最后一节
And thy people go out to battle against their enemy, by whatever way thou shalt send them. And they pray to the Lord toward the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause.
44节、45节，你嘅民若奉你嘅差遣，无论往何处去，与仇敌争战，向耶和华所选择嘅城，与我为你名所建造嘅殿祷告，求你在天上垂听他们嘅祷告祈求，使他们得胜。
And then finally, verse 59.
最后系59节。
And may these words of mine, with which I have made supplication before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God day and night, that he may maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel, as each day requires.
我在耶和华面前祈求这些话，愿耶和华我们的神昼夜垂念，每日他仆人与他们以色列伸冤。
Let's bow for prayer.
请低头祷告。
Our dear Lord, we thank you for giving us the chance to gather together in this way.
主，我们感谢你，让我们在用这样的方法能够在这里与你来到敬拜然后交通。
Lord, I'm so thankful to you that I can be in the house of God.
主，我感谢你，我能够在神的家里面。
And we thank you, Lord, for your sustaining of us in these days.
主，我们感谢你在这些日子你还是在这里供应我们。
And Lord, we pray that this morning would be a morning for your glory.
主，我们祷告就是今天的晨早那是你得着荣耀的日子。
Lord, we want to thank you.
我们感谢主。
And we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
我们赞美你，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, good morning. These are challenging times for many of us. The Lord has put on my heart over the last 2 months a matter of having a time in a dedication in our heart to pray.
主在过去这两个月将个信息摆在我心里面就是我们为着祷告来摆上自己。
In our hospital, we have a chaplain. And recently, the chaplain, he retired.
在我们医院里面个医院的牧者最近来到退休。
And he was a wonderful brother.
这个软木是一个很好的弟兄。
I remember one time I was seeing a patient who was really struggling because they were at nearing the end of their life.
有一次我们都看一个病人，他走到生命的末了。
And so I went downstairs and I wasn't looking for him, but I happened to pass him in the elevator.
咁我落楼，我唔系想去揾佢，但咧喺呢个电梯当中要遇到佢。
But I said to him, Reverend, would you go to this and this room because I think this person would appreciate some prayer.
我就话牧师或者你应该去呢一个房呢个人你去睇一睇佢啦。
And he went up.
咁就佢就上去啦。
And he prayed with them.
牧师就与佢嚟祷告。
Recently, one of the brothers in our fellowship who went to the hospital had a big procedure, and the nurse came and said, would you like me to pray with you?
最近在我当中的弟兄也去这间医院，他有一个手术要做，那个护士进来就跟他说，在手术之前你要不要跟你祷告呢？
Oh, sorry, brother. And she did pray with him.
And, 真的为
And there are two gathered in his name.
有两三个人奉他的名。
And so, brothers and sisters, praying is real life.
所以弟兄姊妹，祷告是真实的生命。
And sometimes it takes moments of crisis or great difficulty for us to remember how dependent we are on prayer again.
很多时候我们遇到极大的困难，我们才知道我们何等需要依靠祷告。
We have a brother down in Los Angeles who's one time was telling me about the challenges his son was having.
有一个在罗省的弟兄，有一次同我交通到，佢个儿子遇到极大的难处。
And he told me, I pray for him every day.
这个弟兄就说，我每日都为我儿子来祷告。
And then he said, the Lord is making me into a real Christian.
他说，藉着祷告，神叫我成为一个真正的基督徒。
And so it's times like these that the Lord draws us out to learn and remember how important it is to pray again.
藉着这些困难日子，神就引领我们学习祷告是何等的重要。
Now prayer is a very big topic.
祷告是一个很大的题目。
And it could be the topic of multiple conferences.
可以作为特会的题目来的。
But today, by the Lord's grace, we would just like to focus on what Solomon prayed when the temple was finished.
今日我们只能够讲一些，藉着主的恩典，就是当圣殿建造完毕的时候，所罗门的祷告。
In 1 Kings in chapter 8, he prays six prayers.
在这个列王记上边，他有六个嘅祷告。
They're all part really of one long prayer.
其实是一个好长祷告嘅部分嚟嘅。
But his prayers all begin with an if something happens scenario.
佢嘅祷告开始都系用如果呢啲咁嘅光景嚟到祷告嘅。
And Solomon will pray, if something happens, and then your people turn again, and they pray to you, then hear. And so he prays six of these prayers. And I've been looking at each one of them. And today we would like to focus on a couple of them. But the pattern is all the same. In the four prayers that are because the people of God have sinned, the pattern goes like this.
在那个第四个祷告那里，就讲到子民们来到犯罪。
The people are lost.
这些人很失丧的。
The Lord shines light on them.
主神将光来照耀他们。
They turn again.
他们回转。
They pray.
祷告。
The Lord hears.
主神就听了。
And the Lord acts.
并且主就有行动。
But there's also one prayer where they're on the right path.
有另外一个祷告。
And on that one, the prayer goes like this.
那个祷告是这么说的。
The people are doing your will.
子民那是行你的旨意。
But they are afraid.
他们里面有惧怕。
And they pray.
因此他们有祷告。
Hear their prayer, Lord.
主啊，听你嘅民祷告。And
act.
求你行动。And
so, brothers and sisters, these prayers have the same pattern.
弟兄姊妹，呢啲嘅祷告都系同一个嘅样式。And
we would like to share on these.
愿意早晨嚟到交通道呢一啲。
Now, before we begin, we want to remember the Lord gave us instructions in Matthew chapter 6.
開始之前，我哋嚟到要記得喺馬太第六章，神係咁
In
樣
verse
樣嚟指導
6.
我哋嘅。啊，馬太福音第六章第六節。
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, the Lord tells us that there is a room that has been built into our heart for prayer.
啊，主你要指示我哋喺我嘅內心裏面，啊，有一個嘅房間係為著禱告而設嘅。
And the Lord tells us that when you pray, go into your inner room.
聖經係咁講嘅，當你禱告嘅時候，要進入你嘅內室。
And when you have shut your door,
關上門。
Pray to your Father who is in secret.
禱告你在暗中嘅父。
And your Father who sees in secret will repay you.
你父在暗中察看，必然報答你。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is a room that sometimes we forget is there.
弟兄姊妹，这个内室很多时我们忘记了是又在那里的。
Because so much of our activity is outward.
因为我们所有的行动都在外面的。
But recently in our family, we learned that there was someone who fell ill.
在我们的家庭当中最近有一位是病了。
And when I heard the result of the pathology, I was in shock.
当我听到他们医生的报告之后呢实在震惊。
And I was at work.
我当时做紧工。
And I pushed my seat back and I knelt down in front of the desk.
我将我凳褪开，我就跪喺办公桌嘅前边。
And I prayed.
我就喺嗰度祷告。
Because what else can we do when something like that happens?
因为有咁严重嘅事情发生，我哋还能够做什么事情呢？
And brothers and sisters, these prayers, when we go into the inner room,
弟兄姊妹，当我进入内室嚟去祷告嘅时候，
they're characterized by honesty.
需要里面有确实嘅诚心。
What is true in our heart?
那系心里边实在诚诚实实嘅。
And there are no secrets.
向着主系冇咩嘢秘密可讲。
The Lord sees us just as we are.
神睇我哋就按着我本相嚟睇我哋。
And so he is reminding us that there is an inner room for us to pray.
主系提醒我哋有一个内室为我哋祷告而设嘅。
And it is in this inner room that he is longing to have fellowship with us again.
喺呢个嘅内室当中。主是何等渴求与我们有交通。
Now, let's get to Solomon.
好啦，咁我哋翻翻嚟讲所罗门王。
Now, Solomon was a flawed man.
所罗门是一个打仗的王。
But he built this wonderful temple.
他建了这个好奇伟大的殿。
And when they finished it,
当这个殿来到完工的时候，
and the ark came into the temple,
约柜进入圣殿的当中，
and the presence of God filled the temple,
神的荣耀来到充满这个圣殿。
What everyone realized was, God is near to us.
我们所知道的，每个人都晓得神就在我们当中。
And they saw it at that moment.
他们在那一阵时就真的亲眼见到。
But Solomon knew that in years to come, that the people of God would wander away.
但所罗门晓得在将来的日子，神的子民会离开神。
It's like that wonderful hymn, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it.
好像一首诗歌这样说，叫我们晓得怎样来到跟随你。
Yeah, prone to leave the God I love.
不要离开那个我所爱的主。
And so it's in our hearts that we would wander away from the Lord.
在我们的心里面，我们真的会流离离开主。
This is the flesh in us.
这个是我们当中的肉体。
And so Solomon knew that there would need to be a turning of our hearts.
所罗门知道我哋心必须回转。
And so he prayed for us.
所以他在那里来到为我们祷告。
We'll start, let's read some of these prayers in verse 31.
我们先来看第八章第31节的。
In verse 31, Solomon prayed, if a man sins against his neighbor and is made to take an oath, and he comes and takes an oath before in thine altar in this house.
人如果得罪邻舍，有人叫他起誓，他来到这个殿，在这个坛前要起誓。
And so here what we see is a man sinned against his neighbor.
在这里看见有一个人，他自己犯罪，得罪了邻舍。
And he was made to take an oath.
他来到这个殿里边，在坛前，人家要让他来起誓。
So the first part of what happens in these prayers is that somehow light shines into our world to show us that we are lost.
第一点就是光来到这个世上，进入我的心里边，给我看见我们失落的。
I think, brothers and sisters, in these days, it is so easy for us to hide because of the pandemic and we aren't seeing each other face to face. We can hide when we are struggling.
在这段的疫症的日子，我们并没有面对面，我们可以很多时将自己隐藏起上来。当我们犯了罪的时候，我们都可以将自己收藏起上来，收得很好的。
But in this man's case, he had sinned against a neighbor and someone pointed it out to him.
在这个情景的当中，一个人去得罪咗佢嘅邻舍，有人将佢所犯嘅罪，要向佢哋指出嚟。
And so one way that light shines into our life is when others, by the Lord's grace, come and show us that we've gone off the right road.
但系意思就系话，当我哋流离失所嘅时候，有人向我哋嚟到指出，我哋走错咗路啦。
And then in verse 33. When the people of Israel are defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you.
当你的民以色列是得罪你，败在仇敌的面前。
And so here we see that sometimes the light of the Lord shines on our life because we were defeated.
有阵时神的光照我们，叫我们知道为什么我们是失败呢？
And usually now it's because we're just not wanting to listen to him.
其实很多时候就因为我们不听神的话。
And so the Lord needs to have us go through some defeat so that our eyes can be opened.
因此神叫我遇到一些的失败，好叫我们眼睛来到苏醒。
And then in verse 35, it said, when the heavens are shut up, and there's no rain because they have sinned against you.
35节，你的民因得罪你，你惩罚他们，使天闭塞不下雨。
And so sometimes the Lord will show us in our circumstances.
有阵时神用着各样的环境嚟到提醒我哋。
Now, brothers and sisters, we remember a really good example of this in the Bible.
我们记得在圣经当中有一个很明显的例子。
We remember the parable of the prodigal son.
我们记得那个流浪在外的那个浪子。
He had taken his father's inheritance, he'd gone off to a faraway land, and he had squandered it with loose living.
他拿了他父亲的产业往远方去，将他花火尽尽。
And he was feeding the pigs to be able to survive.
他吃猪所吃的来到维持他的生命。
And on that day when he was in there with the pigs, the light of God shone on him.
当他在那里与猪来一起的时候，神的光要光照他。
And he thought to himself, what am I doing here?
他在里面就来到想起，我在这里究竟做什么事呢？
And so what we see here, brothers and sisters, is that Solomon knew that this day would come, that we would be far away. And sometimes we're so far away, we don't even know that we're lost.
所羅門在那裡,他知道有一天要來到,就是神的子民,他們離開,遠離神,甚至乎我們都不知道為什麼我們會遠離,不用來的。
We're so surrounded by the swine that we begin to feel like this is where I'm supposed to be.
我們很習慣在豬群當中,以至於我覺得我應該是在豬群當中過這個豬的生活的。
But the Lord keeps reaching out to us to shine his light into our life.
但是神仍然伸手,将他的光,有光照在我的生命当中。
When I was in college, I remember being with some of my roommates, and we were playing card games.
当我还在大学的时候,我还记得与我大学的同伙,我们在玩一些牌。
They call it penny poker.
Penny poker,
that means that you're making your wages with pennies and play poker.
用着这个pair牌在那里赚一些工价,就叫做penny,就是这些一分一分的钱。
And I knew I shouldn't have been there at that time.
那时我就知道我不应该在这个地方做这些事情。
And we were playing, and I got a four of a kind.
我在玩的时候,我那段时候拿到一些好牌。
And if you haven't played poker before, those cans never come.
如果你玩过匹牌的时候,就会知道很少,四只牌都一样的,很好的牌来的。
And as I set down my cards very proudly with my four of a kind,
当我坐下的时候,这个机会实在很少,四张牌一样的。
It turned out that one of the other players had a four of a kind that was even higher than mine.
但原来还有一个打牌,他四张都一样的,但他的牌数还大过我的牌的。
That never happens, brothers and sisters.
这些这么少又少的机会从来不会发生。
But the light of the Lord shone on me.
但神的光就光照我。
To show me, you should not be there.
告诉我,你没理由在这里,你不应该在这里。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes the Lord shines light on us because of circumstances, or because of difficulties, or because of a brother or sister telling us that you shouldn't do that. And that's all by his grace.
弟兄姊妹,神用着各样的方法,有时是光光照我们,有时是环境的发生,有时是难处,你要警告我们,告诉我们,我们不应该在这个地方。
But then what happens when the light shines into our life?
但当神的光照在我们心里面的时候,我们应当如何呢?
If we look in verse 31, 33, and 35 again,
如果我们看33和35节的话,
we'll use 33 as an example. When thy people Israel are defeated before an enemy, because they have sinned against thee, if they turn to thee again, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication to thee in this house.
用33节来举一个例子,你的民以色列若得罪你,败在仇敌面前又归向你, 承认你的名,又在主的殿里,你要祈求祷告。
We see that word turn.
这里讲归向。
It's also in verse 35, they don't use the word turn, but they say they pray toward this place.
在35节,虽然没有一个归回转,但却是有向这个地方来祷告,向此处祷告。
That is the second example, the second step in this, in what Solomon was praying for us, is that we would have in our heart that we need to turn again.
意思就是说,在这两个地方都是教导我们,我们的心必须要回转。
That we change directions.
改变我们的方向。
Now we remember, brothers and sisters, when the Lord prayed for Peter at the end of the Lord's life on earth.
弟兄姊妹,我记得, 当主在地上边末后日子，他为这个彼得来祷告。
He said, Simon, Simon, Satan has demanded to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
主同这个彼得来说，西门，西门，撒旦要西你，好像西麦子一样。然而我已经为你来祷告，在你回头之后，要坚固你的弟兄。
But the point there was that you we have to turn again.
意思，很重要的就是需要回转。
And so, brothers and sisters, for many of us, we may be going down the wrong road.
弟兄姐妹，我们很可能走了错路。
And we might be lost. And we might be lost.
我们可能是这样的。
And so sometimes the light will shine on us, and it should be the Lord will put in our heart that you're not where you should be.
很多时神就用光光照我们的生命，向我们说话，你不应该在这个地方。
And I remember, and if those of you were at the Harvey Cedars conference this past week, this is an example I gave there. I remember when we lived in San Diego, when my son. We lost him in an IKEA.
如果你有喺上到 Harvey Cedars 呢个嘅特会过呢个礼拜，我喺讲到咧一个例子，就系当喺呢个圣地牙哥阵时，喺 IKEA 里面，我个仔迷失咗，我唔知走咗边度。
And I remember that when my son was lost, we couldn't find him, but my wife was screaming. At the, you know, for where he was.
当我仔喺呢个商场里边走失咗嘅时候，我作为我太太唔见咗个仔，佢好大声嚟去尖叫，因为我俾嘅人就系咁样样。
I mean, I was trying to keep my cool, you know, not have anyone look at us. My wife didn't care. She was screaming for her son.
我咧就要喺嗰度咧保持冷静，好叫唔好引起人好大嘅注意，但我太太咧，佢就喺度大叫个仔嘅名，希望个仔嚟听到。
Because her son wasn't with her，
因为佢个仔迷咗路。
And so she knew that he was lost。
所以太太呢、这个妈妈知道佢系迷路啊。
And so she wanted him to turn from where he was to come find her。
佢想佢叫个仔听到。回转翻返嚟妈妈嗰度。
And so it was that the Lord wants for us to turn again and find him when we need him.
我哋嘅神都系咁样样向我哋讲话，希望我哋嚟到回转，嚟到寻求佢。
And so, so in this particular set of verses, the Lord is telling us, when you know that you're lost, we should turn again.
所以喺呢几处嘅地方。都是告诉我们听，当你知道你迷失的时候，你有责任要回转。
And point our heart to the Lord.
并且将我们的心归向神。
Now, when my daughter plays basketball,
我个女她是打篮球的。
And if she catches a rebound underneath the basket,
当她在这个篮板底下拿到一个球的时候，
the first couple times she would do it, she would catch the rebound and she'd just throw it back up and it would not, of course, go towards the basket. I always asked her, I would then tell her, once you get the rebound, Lily, you have to take a moment, find out where the basket is, aim and shoot.
咁我就同佢講，Lily， 你每次你攞到個波籃底，你都要望下嗰個籃喺邊度，瞄準佢先至好射波啊。
And so, brothers and sisters, for us, when we are lost, and when the light of the Lord shines on us, we have a moment to think, where am I? And then we have that moment to say, where is He? And to point our heart towards Him.
所以当神的光照我们的时候，我们唔单要回转，我哋仲要静一静，想一想，神喺主喺边度？我系要将我嘅心归向佢，然之后先有行动。
And then we can shoot our prayers towards him.
咁样我先能够将我嘅祷告向主而去。
And you know, I was thinking about the Lord as a receiver of prayers. I think he's very much like a very good shortstop. Plays baseball in the middle infield.
当我们想到我们的主是听祷告的神的时候，就好似是打垒球嗰个接球手一样。
A very good shortstop, when the ball is hit towards him, anywhere near him, he can catch it. And we call it gobble it up. Just take anything thrown near him and take and bring it into himself.
所有向着这个接球手而去的波，总之喺佢附近范围所及咧，佢都能够接得到嘅。
So brothers and sisters, I say this because I think we all know what it is to be lost and to need him, and then to hurl a prayer towards him.
我们大家都知道，我们都是曾经迷失过。我们如果要回转的时候，我们必须向着他，将我们心里边的祷告向他而去。
And the Lord will catch it.
主，我们的神会找到这个祷告。
And so, brothers and sisters, the next part is, that after we have the light has shined on us and we turn again, we pray.
弟兄姊妹,当光,你要光照我们,我们何等需要回转,然后祷告。
Now, when Solomon built his temple, he knew that in years to come, that people would need to pray.
所罗门建这个殿的时候，他知道喺将来嘅日子，一段好长嘅日子，佢哋子民需要祷告。And
500 years later,
500年之后,
Nehemiah would be in Persia.
尼希米喺波斯。And
he would hear that the gates and the walls of Jerusalem had fallen.
佢就听到。 耶路撒冷的城墙,你要退回拜雅,
and his heart would be towards the temple.
他的心就向着圣殿而去,
and towards his home city.
并且他的心都向着他的故乡而去。
And Nehemiah had in his heart to help his to come and help and serve the Lord in Jerusalem.
尼希米他的心要向神的城来到有服侍。And
he was the cupbearer for the king.
他在那里是作王的，在王面前要奉酒给王的那一位。And
it was a position of honor.
这个是一个很高贵。
You can imagine that to become so high in the hierarchy would mean that the king trusted him.
他能够坐这个位置，那是因着神，因着王了信靠他。
And so when word came that the walls were falling,
当有话来到临到佢，知道这个城墙系推倒嘅。He
went to the king, and the king could see that he was sad.
他就往王嗰度去，王睇见面带愁容。And
and he told him, "My king, my heart is on my home."
他就跟王讲，王啊，我心喺我嘅祖宗嘅城嗰度。And
then we remember we just read it that he said, "Well, what do you want me to do?"
如果我记得嘅话，王就同佢讲，你究竟要我想为你做什么咧？
And at that moment, the Bible says Nehemiah prayed.
就在那个点那里，圣经里记载耶利米就在尼希米在那里祷告。
And he was standing right in front of the king.
他站在王的面前。
He couldn't stop and say, hang on, I have to close my eyes and bow.
他不可以跟王说，等等，我眯埋眼，我祷告先。
He prayed in the moment.
但是他就在那个时光里面，在那边祷告。
And brothers and sisters, this is the most real kind of prayer.
弟兄姊妹，这个是最真实的祷告。
When the world asked, the king asked, what is it that you want?
当世界来问我们，你要什么？
Now you can imagine if he was the Bible says he was afraid because it would seem disloyal to tell the king, I want to go back to my homeland.
圣经在这里讲到，好似对王去好不忠咁样样，居然要同神同王要讲，
Because the world cares about the world.
这个就是个世界，我翻翻去同世界点讲呢啲话咧。
But in that moment's time, in just a moment, he prayed. And then he said, and he told the king what was in his heart. And the king gave him the authority and power to go back. Now, brothers and sisters, it speaks to us about how we ought to be able to pray in our daily life.
这个话告诉我们，我们在日常生活当中应当常常祷告。
And sometimes we pray for the long game. The long purpose for the Lord.
有时我们为着神好长远的旨意来祈求。
And sometimes we pray for the moment.
有时我们为着眼前的事来祈求。
But brothers and sisters, it's important for us to know both.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要知道，我们两样都需要祷告。
Sometimes we have the chance to pray a more formal prayer, a more structured prayer.
有时我们有机会来到祷告一些比较正规的祷告，有一些比较有结构性的祷告。
And sometimes we just have to say, help, Lord, I need you.
但有時我只是說，主啊，救我，我需要你。
Because brothers and sisters, praying is real life.
弟兄姊妹，因為禱告是我們真實生活裡面發生的。
The Lord is making us into real Christians.
我們的神是要無助我們成為一個真實的基督徒。
And so, I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you are going through a period where we need to pray. But brothers and sisters, to pray is our lifeline to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我唔知道你係咪遇見一啲好困難事情，你需要禱告。但係確實禱告係我哋喺生活生命裏邊必須要學習。
The Bible tells us that after we pray, then, O Lord, hear.
哦，呢個聖經你要同我哋講。 当我们祷告的时候，我们就说：“哦，神啊，愿你垂听。”
Look at 32, 34, and 36.
看32、34和36节。39, 43, and 45. 39, 43和45节。
When we have prayed, then hear, Lord.
当我们祷告之后，求你来听。
And so, brothers and sisters, this is so real because when we hurl our prayers toward him, we don't know, are they going to land anywhere?
弟兄姊妹，我们很重要的就是当我们将我们的祷告好像波咁抌出来给神的时候，我们不知道它去了哪个地方。
But the Lord is waiting for our prayers.
但是神原来在那里等着我们的祷告。
He already knows the situation.
他已经知道我在什么情景底下。
He may have put us in the situation.
或者这个神所做的光景，让我落在这个光景当中。
And sometimes in the when we go to prayer meetings, we're praying. We already know the Lord knows every single one of these things.
当我哋去祷告聚会嘅时候，我哋心里边知道神已经晓得我哋我哋落喺咁嘅光景当中，每一个细节佢都晓得。
But he is waiting for us to pray.
但系佢却等着我哋嚟祷告。
So what the Bible is telling us here is when we find ourselves in these moments, we have to aim our heart to the Lord and we have to pray.
圣经就咁同佢哋讲，当我落喺咁嘅光里边嘅时候，我系要将我哋心对准神，然之后我哋就祷告。
And then he will hear.
然之后我哋主就垂听。
And then he will act.
然之后佢就会有行动。
In verse 32, I'm sorry, in verse 34, it says, "Hear thou in heaven, and forgive."
34节咁讲嘅，求你在天上垂听。
So for those in that prayer, when we are defeated because of our sins, that we would turn again, we would pray, he would hear, and he would forgive.
在这个祷告当中，就因为他们有失败，但当我们回转，祷告，神听到，然后他的行动就是他赦免。
And in 35, when the heavens are shut and there's a famine, that we would turn again and pray. And then in 36 it says, "Then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel." And then I really love this next part. And it says, "Teach them the good way in which they should walk."
第35节，你嘅民因为得罪你，你惩罚佢哋，使天闭塞，冇落唔下雨。他们在那里向神来祷告的时候，神就在天上边来到垂听，我们听，行动就是赦免，他们所有的罪。我就再还有一点是很，得到我注意的，就是当将行的善道指教他们。
Now, brothers and sisters, why is that so wonderful?
为什么最后呢，点是这么奇妙呢？
It's because many times, brothers and sisters, the difficulties that we are in our life, it's because we have fallen.
弟兄姊妹，好多时喺我生活生命当中，所有嘅难处，因为我堕落咗。
And so we pray to the Lord.
我哋向主嚟祷告。
And he hears.
佢听到啦。
And then it says, and he forgives. But the outcome, brothers and sisters, is not just to be forgiven.
但是结果不是只是被赦免。
The prayer says, teach them the good way in which they should walk.
下边来说，将当行的善道指教他们。
So not only does the Lord hear our prayers to forgive us, but he hears our prayers to deliver us. To help us to go on the right way. Which brings us to the prayer in verse 44.
咁样呢，就引致到我哋去到第44节呢一度。
We remember that all the six prayers that Solomon uttered, only one was prayed for those who are on the right way.
在所罗门所祷告的六个祷告当中，只有一个祷告是为着走在正路上边的民要祷告的。
The first ones that we discussed were really that the Lord would shine light on us because we're lost. Help us to turn. Help us to pray. And then to deliver us to the right way.
第一个所讲论的祷告，就是讲到这些民来到走错了路，神将光照在他们心里当中，他们回转，他们祷告，求主引领我们回正道。
But then when we're on the right way, does life get easier for us?
啊！但係，倘若我係走在正道嘅裏上邊嘅時候，係咪我哋生命嘅道路就係一帆風順呢
？In verse 44, the prayer reads like this: When thy people go out to battle against their enemy, by whatever way thou shalt send them, and they pray to the Lord toward the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name, then hear in heaven their prayer and their supplication.And maintain their cause.
44节系咁讲嘅，你嘅民若奉你嘅差遣，无论往何处去，与仇敌争战，向耶和华所选择嘅城，与我为你名所建造嘅殿嚟祷告，求你喺天上垂听他们嘅祷告祈求，使他们得胜。
Here, what we see is the people have gone out according to the way that God has chosen.
呢度讲到呢啲神嘅民。奉神的差遣就按着神的旨意而去的。
And they pray.
他们在那里来祷告。
They pray because they need courage.
他们祷告因为他们需要勇气。
Or they pray because we need strength.
我们祷告因为我们需要能力。
And then the Bible says, then Lord hear.
圣经说主啊垂听。
And maintain their cause.
并且叫他们走，仍然走在这条路上边来得胜。
Now, brothers and sisters, it's a hard thing to go on the way of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们走在神的路上边是不容易困难的。
When the world is against us,
因为世界是反对我们的。
And even the religious world,is against the way of the cross.
甚至乎是宗教的世界亦都是反对十字架的道路。
Sometimes we need the Lord's encouragement to keep going.
我们实在很多时需要主的鼓励叫我们继续走在这条道路上边。
And the Bible says that the Lord will hear in heaven,their prayer, and then will maintain their cause.
这里说,在天上边的神要垂听他们的祷告,并且叫他们仍然走在这条路上边,如果得胜。
Is to keep us going.
那是维持我们仍然走在这条路上边。
And in 59, Solomon prays it again at the end, but he adds another line to it. He says that he...The Lord may maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel as each day requires.
在59节一样有同一个的祷告但是后来这里就讲到愿耶和华神每日为叫他的仆人仍然走在他这条路上边叫他的子民每一日仍然有需要走在这条道路上边。
And so here at the very end, we are learn that we have to pray so that the Lord can maintain his cause.
就在这个末了，我们需要这样祷告，求神给我们仍然维持，走在这条赛道上边。
So brothers and sisters, in these days of difficulty, may the Lord, may the people of the Lord pray to him again.
弟兄姊妹，在这些困难日子，与神的子民再一次向他们有祷告。
If we are lost,
如果我们是迷失的话
，and nobody knows,
没人知道
，he knows,
他却知道
，and he is waiting for us to turn our heart to him again.
他在这等待，叫我们心来到再一次向他们回转。
Aim our heart to him.
我们需要将我们的心对准主
and pray.
祷告
and he will hear.
主必垂听
and he will act.
并且他会回应
and for us together as we're going on in this world, trying to follow his way.
当我们在这个世上要行走的时候我们要学习跟随主的道路而走
May the Lord maintain the cause.
愿意主维持我们仍然走在这条路上面。
and give us what we need as each day requires.
并且每一日我所需要的都来到供应我们。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我们祷告。
Lord, we come before you because, Lord, we thank you that you know when we're not near to you.
主，我们到你面前，因为我们实在晓得我们很多时我们并不走近你。
And we thank you, Lord, you love us so much and you want for us to be near to you.
主，我们知道你爱我们，甚爱我们，愿意我们来近你身旁。
So Lord, in these days of challenge for us, Lord, we pray that your people would draw again close to you.
主，在这些困难的日子，愿我们祷告的就是主啊，吸引你的子民再近你的身旁。
Lord, to know what it is to be under your wings.
叫我们晓得怎样来到藏在你的翼下。
Lord, we thank you that you love us so much.
主，我们感谢你，你甚爱我们。
And we pray, Lord, that you would hear our prayers.
主啊，我们祷告就是主啊，垂听我们的祷告。
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.